Well, it's a big deal in one sense. From a historical perspective, it's never happened before. A Democrat in the state legislature has never switched to the Republican Party. There's never been one major party switch like this before. We've seen some minor deals where a Green Party legislature will switch back to the Democratic Party or something like that, but never a major party switch one to the other. So from a historic perspective, it's huge. From a realistic perspective, it really doesn't change much. The legislature went from 45 Republicans to 46 Republicans, so they didn't retake a majority or anything along those lines. But just in a symbolic sense, it does indicate that perhaps conservative Democrats are not feeling welcome in their own party.
Linda Collins-Smith was always a Republican. You know, back in 2004, she gave $1,000 to George W. Bush. Back in 2008, she gave $2,300 to Republican Mike Huckabee. Linda Collins-Smith is that classic example of a Dino, what we call a Democrat in name only. The only reason she ran as a Democrat in the first place because it was the only reason she felt that she could win. So she was always a Republican. Frankly, she just went home to the Republican Party. And the reason she did that is because redistricting put her in another district with a fellow Republican. And so this is more about sour grapes than any kind of true conservative principles.
That's our political bloggers Jason Talbert and Michael Cook. Now, Republican officials claim that they've been in talks with more Democrats about switching parties, but declined to provide more details. We may hear more on this in the future. I also asked Talbert and Cook for their thoughts on who had a good week in politics last week and who had a bad week. Michael Cook is up first.
My winner this week would be President Barack Obama, which is sort of counterintuitive with the markets fluctuating in this past week. I call him the winner this week because the Republican Party, at least their nominating process, is complete disarray. You know, Rick Perry is going to announce on Saturday. They have their straw poll, which means some of their lesser candidates are probably going to win that poll. So usually the Republican primary is pretty cut and dry on who wins, but right now it's a complete mess. Frankly, it almost looks like a Democratic primary. It's so convoluted.
Well, my winner this week are those in Arkansas that oppose the early implementation of the federal health care bill, of Obamacare. We saw a little news item come out this morning that said Arkansas is one of the states that has turned back some of these grants that would help pay for early implementation of the federal health care exchanges here in the state. Kansas and Oklahoma were two of the other states that turned that money back as well. And you really can thank some of the Republican state legislatures, particularly in the House, and some of the conservative legislatures, such as Linda Collins-Smith, that opposed that during the previous legislative sessions and kept the legislation that would have enabled us to accept that money from going into place. And so those in Arkansas who are opposing the early implementation of Obamacare, the federal health care bill, really won this week by not having that take place in the form of accepting those grants.
Loser this week is Linda Collins-Smith. The reason for that is because her switch from the Democratic to Republican Party this week exposed her as an opportunistic politician, which frankly is what she is. And she looked a little bit silly when it came out that she gave money to Republican candidates in the past and that the only reason why she switched parties was because she was not happy with how her district lines were drawn. So I think the loser this week really is Linda Collins-Smith.
My loser this week is the Arkansas State Lottery. We found out today that they've been assessed almost a $100,000 fine from the IRS for penalties and interest. That's a huge amount. I think that's, 25 or so scholarships that could have gone to students that aren't going to go to students now because of that fine. We spent a lot of money on salaries for Ernie Passaway and some of his friends he brought in for South Carolina, really based on the premise that they knew how to run a state lottery, and we were going to spend a little bit of extra money to get the very best professionals. That hasn't turned out to be the case. They've had misstep after misstep. This one is just another of the continual missteps they've had, but this one comes with a $100,000 price tag, which is just really huge. So I think the lottery, again, is just the loser of the week because they have continued to mismanage their department. And I think that setback is just going to be another strike against Director Passaway.